Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by TopTal. If you're looking for a designer or developer for your next project, you have two options. You can either go with TopTal and save time, money, and headaches, or you can try to do it yourself while pulling your hair out. I'm speaking out of experience. TopTal finds the top 3% of talent out there. They find out your needs, they know your budget, and they present to you the best candidates available. Best of all, you can try them out with a free 14-day trial, so there's no risk involved. Get the next developer or designer on your team through TopTal by going to 100mba.net/TopTal. Again, that's 100mba.net/TOPTAL. Today's Q&A Weekend's episode explores the question, is having a sales video essential? Is it a must to sell my online course? Many people ask this question because they want to know, is it worth producing a sales video? Does it actually help sales? Does it actually increase sales when you have a sales video on a sales page for an online course? We get into all the details in this Q&A episode, which first aired about 300 episodes ago, but we wanted to rebroadcast it for you because it's so helpful. I'm a big believer that sales videos can be really effective, but they're a lot of work. We get into all that in this episode today. So enjoy, and I'll check you in tomorrow's Q&A Weekend's episode with a fresh new question. Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, and today is a Q&A Weekend's episode where we answer your question right here on the show. If you have a question you want to ask, just email us at contact@100mba.net. As always, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today's question comes from Henry. And Henry asks, is a sales video a must for selling my online course? This is a good one, Henry, because I know a lot of people are creating informational products and they want to know, do they need a sales video on their sales page? And if so, how effective are they? I'm going to share with you my own experiences in this area and give you my personal advice. So let's get into it, guys. Let's get down to business. So Henry asks, is a sales video a must for selling his online course? Now, of course, you can sell something without a sales video. You can sell your online course with a basic sales page with images and text describing what your course includes and why somebody would need your online course. But I would highly recommend you consider having a video, even a simple video, that sells your course. A sales video doesn't have to be an on-camera video. It could be you speaking over a PowerPoint slide presentation or a keynote presentation. Those programs, Keynote and PowerPoint, they have incredible animations that make it look really pro. It looks like an animated video. And it could be a short video, a 2-minute video. But the thing about video that people don't talk about, what makes it so effective and makes people convert into buyers is the script. It's not the HD quality. It's the words that are being conveyed and delivered. So if you sit down and write down a great script for your video, half of your work is done. The benefits of video is that I can play a video and within 2 minutes, I fully understand what you're selling. I fully understand the problem it solves. I fully understand why I would want to buy it, why I would need it. And I fully understand why it's a great deal. That's the power of video. Sometimes people do not like to read. And sometimes people, even when they do read through a sales page, they don't fully get it. And when somebody's just even a little bit fuzzy, they leave the website. It's got to be crystal clear, and video can help people get crystal clear because you have visuals, you have audio, and you have music to create emotion. We talked about that in a recent episode. So even if you have a very basic video, it can really, really make a difference. Here's a few pieces of advice if you want a really easy to do basic video. There's a program in Adobe called Adobe After Effects. Now, it's not an easy program to fully understand, and you don't need to learn it. But you can buy a template of an animated video already set up for you. And all you gotta do is fill in the variables. And you can buy a video template for Adobe After Effects at videohive.net. And they have video templates for everything, for books, for products, for software, for everything you can think of, online courses included. Just choose a template, buy the template, and then hire somebody to fill in the gaps for you and render the video for you. And you can find people on freelancer.com. You can find people even on fiverr.com that can help you out. And with these videos, you don't necessarily need a voiceover. A lot of these videos use text or typography, different types of typography and typography animation to convey your message. You can add some music. You can pick up some royalty-free music over at audiojungle.net. So in total of spending about maybe $100 to $200, you can have a great video for your business, for your online course in this example. But I do have one caveat. I would not use a video if it's going to hinder you from launching your product. Get your product out the door and then you can add the video later. If you've launched products before and this is not a new thing for you, this is not the first time for you, then you may want to utilize that video for the launch. And in that case, yeah, go ahead and do the video before you launch so you have it for the launch. But to wrap up the answer to this question, I recommend you use video, but it's not a must. And it's something that you can do to improve your sales page. And again, if it's your first video, keep it simple. Use a PowerPoint presentation and record it. With Keynote, I know you can record slides as you go through. And you can even record your voice as you talk through these slides. So again, it can be super easy as that, or you can put something together a little bit more sophisticated with a Adobe After Effects template. Or, of course, you can get in front of the camera using your webcam or your iPhone on a tripod and record a in-person, on-camera video. We have plenty of previous episodes talking about how to create sales videos, how to prepare them, and we'll put them into today's show notes. You can find those show notes over at 100mba.net/mba511. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, I gotta give love to today's sponsor, Proper Cloth. Finding a dress shirt that actually fits is really hard. The collar is either too loose or too tight. The sleeves are either too long or too short. Something's always not right. Well, ordering a custom fit shirt has never been easier thanks to Proper Cloth. I love how they do this. They ask you 10 very simple questions, questions you can easily answer to get your perfect fit. There's no measuring required. You can choose from over 500 fabric styles. And I loved it so much, I ordered myself a shirt. It's so, so good. There's nothing like having a custom fit shirt. And now with Proper Cloth, you can get a custom fit shirt for only $85. That's an amazing price for something that looks and feels great. Even GQ calls it their favorite online custom shirt maker. You can order online anywhere, even on your phone, and it's a guaranteed fit. And get this, remakes are absolutely free, and the team there makes it super easy to do that. Stop wearing shirts that don't fit and start looking your best. Go to propercloth.com/MBA and enter the gift code MBA, and you'll save $20. So it just went from $85 to $65, an incredible price. That's propercloth.com/MBA. Enter gift code MBA for $20 off your first shirt. To wrap up today's lesson and the answer to today's question from Henry, is a sales video a must for selling an online course? I want to get a little specific about a video for an online course. If you visit 100mba.net, our website, you'll see a video for our online course or our online program, the $100 MBA. And I think video in particular is very, very useful for online courses because it allows people to see what they're getting. In our video, you'll see that we actually give a tour. We show people what it looks like inside, what some of these courses are like, what's the quality of the video production that we do for the $100 MBA. We give them a test drive, so to speak. In about 2 minutes and a half, you fully understand why the $100 MBA exists and why you should join. Feel free to check out our video and see how we use the power of video to convey the message of why our online course is something that's useful, solves a problem, and is a no-brainer. But I also have to say, that wasn't the first version of our sales video. We redid our sales video a few times, and we had different versions of the script. I can't stress how important a great script is, so invest the time in writing an awesome script for your video. Even if there is no voiceover, there'll be words on the screen, and that would follow a script. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. Again, guys, if you have questions you want to ask, just email us at contact@100mba.net. That's it for me today, but before I go, I want to leave you with this. If you're feeling tired, if you're feeling frustrated, if you're feeling like, this is a lot of work building a business, keep your eye on the prize. Stay focused. Maybe you need a little break. Take maybe a few hours break, go for a walk, do something enjoyable, maybe some exercise, come back to it. Remember why you started to do this in the first place. Why did you begin this idea or this business? And just get to work. You'll be motivated by the sense of accomplishment when it's done. Listen, I've been doing this for a very long time, and those feelings still come up from time to time. It's hard to record the amount of episodes we record. We have a daily show. We have a weekly blog. I run a software business. I have an online course. It's a lot of work. But you gotta find ways to keep yourself on track. I always say the strongest muscle that successful entrepreneurs have is emotional discipline, is being in control of your emotions, knowing how to motivate yourself, and stay focused. Keep that in mind, guys, and I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. See you then, guys. Take care.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.